Yep, so we actually started that on Monday. And so, yeah, we're starting on the northwest side of Marshalltown, so north and west of, or north of Main Street and west of Center Street. And we're going to be doing the whole west side of town. We're finishing up on Iowa Ave. We're anticipating that to take about 2 to 3 weeks. And then the fall, we'll come back and we'll do the opposite. We'll start at the northeast side of town over kind of by JBS, and then we'll finish on the southeast side of town.
So would we expect some discoloration of water then a little bit?
Yep, so you could expect some discoloration. You could expect lower pressures kind of when we're in your area. You'll see water running down the road. We ask people to, you know, kind of avoid those areas. Don't be driving through the puddles. You know, do your best to, you know, not drive through the streams. We try to have our guys flush in the most non-destructive way, or the most way to, you know, not be splashing on cars when they drive by. You know, it can be a safety hazard if you're trying to get a free car wash. But we ask people to, if you have some discoloration, you know, call the office or flush your cold water for about 5 minutes and it should clear up.
Okay. I was kind of blown away. I was looking here. You gave an interesting little tidbit in our notes of what we were going to talk about. 160 miles of water main that you guys take care of. Wow.
Yeah, we have 160 miles of water main that's growing every year. We have close to 1,000 fire hydrants. We have about 1,400 to 1,600 isolation valves in the system that the distribution crew has to take care of and maintain.
That is, wow. That's all I could come up with. I'm blown away by the length of that. That is crazy. Zach, finally, tell me about reverse osmosis treatment plant expansion. And I know you've got a West High Street project as well.
Yeah, so I'll start with the big one. That's the 6 million gallons of reverse osmosis, or RO as it's normally called, but that's a new addition that we're building out at our treatment plant. So currently we have about 12 million gallons of water capacity that we're able to make every day. When at the end of this project, we're going to be able to make about 18 million gallons. So the thing with that is going to give us more resilience and then hopefully be able to bring more economic growth to this capacity, because right now we're pretty much maxed out.
Okay. What about the West High Street project? What? I'm not familiar with that.
Yep, sorry. So that's a water main project that we started a year or so ago that we're getting ready to pick back up. It's about 2,600 feet of old, 100-year-old water main that we determined that needed to be replaced. So we've been out there, Marshalltown Water Works crews, digging, replacing the hydrants along that road. We're getting ready to pick that up and hoping to finish up that later this fall.
Yeah. Are you replacing it not only because it's old, but you were having a lot of water main breaks?
Yeah, a lot of water main breaks in that area. And so that means outages. That means, outages for customers in that area, outages and people in the surrounding areas, you know, time and money spent from Marshalltown Water Works crews. So, yeah, we're replacing that so we don't have to not have any more outages. And it's just good to start replacing old water main.
You bet. All right. Zach Maxfield joining us, GM of our waterworks. Always good to visit with you. Thank you, Zach.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. You have a good day.